Say hi, Liam.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're interviewing you here, Jacob Macedio, local hotshot. Seeing if he has an answer to some of our very deep and intuitive questions. Jacob, we're asking you here today if you would rather have perpetual hiccups or always feel like you have to sneeze but you're never able to. What's your response to that? Answer the question, buddy! Let's think about it deeply here.
I would probably feel like I have to sneeze and never have to.
Do you really understand that feeling, though?
Yeah, the hiccups would just, I mean...
But it's just
a public thing. Yeah, but like, then everyone else has to do it.
I'm sure perpetual is an exaggeration. I bet it could frighten you a little bit and you'd have like little breaks.
But I feel like you'd get used to like the feeling like you have to sneeze. But hiccups would always interrupt you. Like, imagine if we were having this interview and I just kept hiccuping in the middle of it.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
It'd piss you off.
But, you know, a lot of other people have stupid things about them that people kind of get used to over time.
Like when I get a phone.
Like when I get...
Like your eyebrows and stuff like that?
Like my eyebrows?
Yeah,
like... No, I mean like... Oh, so he's making fun of me. Let the record show he's making fun of me. All right, that's that?
Yeah.
All right, so we're back. We're back with interview number two. We've got Christian Tarr in the English language hallway, a little bit more of a serene environment than the green. So, Christian, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great.
Feeling great? It's good to hear. So, Christian, we're just going to hit you with a little question today, a little human nature kind of question. Just going to tackle the human mind here. We're wondering, Christian, would you rather live like a king but have no friends and family, or be homeless but with your friends and family? So this is going to be tugging at you. It's going to be tugging at your morals. It's going to be tugging at the moral part of your brain.
You know, your kingdom.
So what are we thinking today?
I'm definitely going homeless with some friends or family.
You think so? Think about the implications of being homeless.
Yeah, but if you're with your friends and family, then you're just
but they're also going to be homeless.
It's like, does any famous music star who doesn't have anybody, they never do it. They never turn out
they
well.
They die on drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a king dying on drugs.
Alright, I can see what your thought process is behind there.
Yeah, definitely have some friends and family in there.
Thank you today. Thank you for giving your opinion.
Yeah,
we'll get on and we'll go to the next one. Alright, now we're definitely getting a little bit deeper here. We were in the medium kind of Christian, now we're going and cranking it up a level. So, you know, we see in all these books. Well, by the way, we have Sadie Vincent here. Say hi, Sadie.
Hello.
The enthusiasm is just off the chain. So,
I'm scared.
It's not bad. It's just we're wondering. So, you know, in books like Oedipus, like we have all these things, like these prophecies, and you can't avoid it even if you run from it.
Uh-huh.
So, would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die? Let's elaborate here for a second.
Oh, God. Probably how. Because if you know when you're going to die, then you, like, just be obsessing over that.
You know, yeah. But if you know when you're going to die and it's next week, you could just live your life to the fullest in the next week, right?
Yeah, but you could do that anyway.
We have our salsa. I don't know what the word is for that. Life lover. But if you know how you're gonna die, like, don't you think you're gonna try and avoid that thing?
Sure, but that's easier than, I don't know, obsessing over when you're gonna die.
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean,
wouldn't it be easier to plan your life out though if you knew when you were gonna die?
But what happens if you do it successfully?
Oh, Christian Tarr wants to pitch in. Christian Tarr wants to pitch in.
What happens if you do successfully avoid how you're gonna die?
Yeah.
But you can't. That's the whole point. It's that you can't successfully avoid it. Like, you're gonna die how you're gonna die, and no matter what you do, you can't run from it. That's kind of the point of the whole Greek tragedy kind of.
Yeah, not so dying how you're told you're gonna die.
No, but eventually you're just going to die that way, no matter what.
Yeah, but you're gonna die anyway, no matter what. So what does it matter?
Well,
closest
we have a bunch of pessimists in here. Thank you very much for your sad opinions.
Oh, God.
All right, sweet. So we've got our third segment here. We've got William, known as Cam Beattie, here. Say hi for the recording, Cam.
Hello.
Alright, so we've got some questions, some difficult questions, make you think down to your core a little bit today. So what I'm going to be asking you here is, would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do, or actually do something horrible like murder and live in fear your
whole life? The latter option.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't even need to give that any.
I don't want to go to jail.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But like, what if it was only 4 years, and then you got convicted for murder, and then the rest of your life was just spent in jail?
Wait.
Don't you think you could just kind of get out for 4 years?
Wait. Say the question again.
Like, it's either go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do,
okay,
or commit a crime like murder where you could go your whole life and potentially be caught.
Potentially be caught?
Yeah, and then you'd be locked up forever.
For some.
So you always have that on your... Always have that on your conscience.
That's tough, man.
Mm-hmm.
So... what I'd do is I'd kill someone I don't like. I would change my name and move to the islands of Moksha in the Pacific Nations. Yeah, and start a country.
Man, you got this all thought out. Well, thanks for talking to us here today.
Yeah.
We'll move on to our next guest.
Cool.
All right, so we have John Berg here.
I like to go by Jonathan.
Okay. We have Jonathan, just Jonathan.
Just enough, by the way.
Yeah.
And
no H here. So, this is a question that a lot of kids argue over, you know, as you get older and start to lose hope. You thought at creativity and imagination, you begin to abandon these kind of questions, but we're going to be asking you today, would you rather be invisible or be able to fly?
Well, like,
that's a better question.
Right. That is a good question.
If you're invisible, though, you know.
I could be invisible, but, you know.
Got you, baby.
I think I would like to fly.
What would you do with that power to fly?
That
you can't do now. Where would you fly?
Well, I don't have to stop at a gas station to get gas because I can fly, and I don't need a car.
And with these soaring gas prices, you know.
Yeah, these gas prices, man.
It's ridiculous.
Talk about flying. So, I think I would want to fly. So I could, you know, go wherever I want to, whenever I want to,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's some good reason in there.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you for your opinion. Hey, so, hello, Liam Peterson.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, how are you? We're going to be asking you some questions here today about, we had philosophy class earlier this year, you know, and we ended that off with the Matrix, and, you know, there's a pivotal question in the Matrix with the pills.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be asking you what Neo was asked in the same sense. Would you rather live in a virtual reality where everything was granted to you, and it was a bit of a euphoria, but you knew it was fake, or live in the real world?
But it's the real world.
Can I swear? No.
Bad? Is the real world bad? Like, you know, the Matrix?
It's the real world, man. There's ups and downs.
Like this? Like this real world?
Yeah, it's like this real world.
I mean, I think I'd rather live in the real world. Because I feel like, you know, everything's granted to you now. Like, everyone's given pills, you know, sleeping pills and smart pills and crap like that.
Smart pills.
That's why no one's happy, man.
Can you elaborate on these smart pills?
I'm talking about, like, you know, focus drugs and,
okay,
you know, everyone's just taking things to solve all their problems, and that's why no one's happy, you know.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the, you know.
Why do you think that without Prozac people would be less depressed?
I think so, dude. I think depression is just a product of society, man.
You know, Mr. Matarazzo's gonna be hearing this, right?
Good, dude.
A man,
you know,
that is a very empathetic person.
It's just out here trying to reproduce, you know, that's it. That's our number one goal.
Alright,
you know, all this other stuff.
I think I'm gonna stop you there, buddy. Alright. So we have another kind of either-or thing. It's, I guess it is would you rather. We have Chris Nemeth here today. How you doing, Chris?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am doing well.
That's good.
So, we're asking you here today, would you have the ability to do this particular thing to yourself or to everybody else? And that particular thing is be able to look 10 minutes into the future of that person's life. So,
You could look 10 minutes into the future of your life or anyone else in the world that you so desire. How do you feel?
I prefer to see my own future because I'm selfish.
Okay. Hit me with the honesty. All right. That seems like he has got that well thought out. Here we go. We're on to our next guest.
Wait a minute.
All right. So we have here Mantra Hennessy. How you doing, Mantra?
I'm doing swell. How are you?
I'm doing well. You would be probably proud to hear you're the only person doing positive on this radio show today.
That's nice.
So okay. We're going to bring things down a notch, get on a more comfortable, casual level with these questions. Okay. It's more of a practical question, not really a deep thinker. Would you rather have all of your shirts be one size is too small or two sizes too big?
Probably two sizes too big.
Why?
Because then, like, I don't know, because I like the baggy style better than, like, not being able to breathe.
Yeah, but what if you are in a job interview, and you walk in there with a big baggy suit?
Why am I wearing a suit?
I forgot about that. A big baggy dress.
That's better than... it's better than like the tight dress. But see,
but one size too small isn't that much too small.
Also, a size smaller than me doesn't exist, like in the store.
All right, well, she's just being bragging right now. So thank you so much for listening. This has been the Liam and Liam podcast. Have a good night.
Just